From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a moment, a book that's being called the new great American novel. But we start with reaction to the numbers economists say are the most important of the month.
They came today in the jobs report from the Labor Department, which said 195,000 jobs were added in the U.S. in June. The unemployment rate stayed right where it was at 7.6%. Economists are largely upbeat about the report, although there are some concerns. For more, let's bring in Uri Berliner, who is NPR's senior business editor. Hi, Uri.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's start with the big picture here, Uri. How good is this jobs report?
This was a good report, and it was better than what we expected, what forecasters were predicting. It was a good, solid report across the private sector in just about every category of employment, from retail and restaurants to white-collar professional jobs to construction. It was just a good, strong report.
And as you might expect, though, with a lot of retail and restaurant jobs, some of the jobs that were added were part-time jobs, right?
Right. Some jobs were part-time, and this has sort of been a consistent problem in the economy, that there are a lot of people who are called involuntary part-time workers, meaning they can't get the full-time jobs they want, or their hours have been cut back from full-time to part-time. There are more than 8 million people who fall in this category, and there are people who are not happy with their employment situation.
What about wages? What's happening there?
Wages have started to creep up a bit. They're running at a little more than 2% growth this year, which is a bit better than inflation, which is a welcome relief to workers because wages have essentially been flat since the financial crisis. They haven't gone anywhere, and a lot of workers would be very happy for them to start growing.
And they're starting to go up a little bit.
A little bit.
What about the long-term unemployed? This has been a big concern all along since the financial crisis. There are a lot of people who have been out of work for a long time. What's happening there?
It's not a good situation. There are more than 4 million people who are considered long-term unemployed, meaning they've been out of work for a half a year or more, and that's really unchanged. And really the worrisome thing is that these people, as they stay out of the labor force, as they don't have jobs, it's going to be harder for them to get back in and very hard for them to ever get the wages they were used to.
Now, you mentioned some of the sectors that are doing well. Which ones are not doing well? Who's lagging behind right now?
Well, manufacturing is kind of spotty outside of the auto industry and the federal government. You know, there were 5,000 layoffs in the federal government last month. But aside from those two areas, job growth is pretty decent.
There has been a lot of concern about what the sequester is going to do to the job market, to the economy in general. Tell us about what this jobs report today shows us about what's happening with the sequester.
There were 5,000 layoffs in the federal government. You could attribute that to the sequester. But outside of that, it really seems to have a small impact. Consumer confidence is pretty good right now. So it appears right now that the impact of the sequester is pretty muted.
So even though the government is slashing jobs, the private sector is making up for that?
Yes, that's more than overtaken by private sector job growth, which is really where most people work.
Now, there have been questions about what this is all going to mean for the Fed. I saw that the term tapering has become part of econo speak on Wall Street, that this is the moment at which the Fed will start to kind of fade away its stimulus program. So what's happening with the Fed? What does this mean for the Fed?
Right. Wall Street has been kind of obsessed with this word tapering. And what tapering means is that at some point, the Fed will slow down its bond purchases. This is the quantitative easing, where they try and pump more money into the economy to stimulate job growth and boost the markets. It may not be that fantastic that the Fed actually begins now to taper its bond purchases. So far, Wall Street seems to be pretty happy with today's jobs report. So there isn't a major freak out that tapering is about to abruptly end.
So you've started to use the word tapering. You like it, too.
Taper is not a bad word. I mean, it's kind of descriptive. It's not like choking or tightening.
Or quantitative easing.
Or quantitative easing or QE. We wouldn't have to use an acronym. Yeah, tapering's not bad.
All right. So back to the big picture, Uri. Given what's happening around the world, the slowdown in China, the continuing debt problems in Europe, how are we doing? Where does this jobs report put us?
Well, the U.S. economy is doing okay compared to the rest of the world. But we're not in a spectacular recovery. We're not really strong. We're not like a strong horse pulling the rest of the global economy forward. So there's still a lot of reason for concern.
NPR's senior business editor, Uri Berliner. Uri, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.